NASCAR Coast to Coast, Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation, NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races, and hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
This is Jesse Love, and you're listening to the NASCAR Xfinity Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We welcome you back to Iowa Speedway. Pit lane is open. Just some drivers at the tail end of the field who took the wave around elect to come to pit road right now just for some routine service.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
33 laps remain in the Hy-Vee Perks 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series in Newton, Iowa. Motor Racing Network is with you at the Iowa Speedway. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty of this one this afternoon, and we've experienced some late race shenanigans. This is a race that has been dominated by Ross Chastain and Junior Motorsports. Ross has led 120 laps. Connor Zilich has led 62. Jesse Love has led 26. Well, we've had a couple of caution flags back-to-back. Most recently, when Justin Allgaier, racing for the lead and in the lead, got turned around there coming out of turn number two. Everybody scattering to avoid. Jesse Love going back to the point. That was one rugby scrum. Alex coming off turn number two there, one lap after the restart, and that has set up quite the interesting set of circumstances to take us to the end of this one.
And it is, and that's just part of it. Again, two drivers stayed on the track, or I shouldn't say stayed on the track, came to pit road and put on right side Goodyear's only old left side tires. That was the car of Justin Allgaier and Brandon Jones were the two drivers that did that. They were both on the front row on the restart. Well, obviously Justin Allgaier not there after getting turned around, but Brandon Jones didn't have the best restart either.
Alex Hayden there, Mike Bagley, and Todd Gordon joining you for the broadcast booth. Kurt Becker's in the turns. Steve Post and Jason Toy in the pits and the garage areas. When they come to the line, they'll get the one-to-go signal. When the green flag comes out, that'll set up a 30-lap sprint to the finish with interesting and varying pit strategies. Two tires, four tires. Everybody has enough to get to the end. The question is, can everybody's temperament stay intact to the end of this 250-lapper?
And you've got Sam Mayer second, who has got a healthy points advantage to make the playoffs, but he's yet to get into the win column here this year. Sam Mayer wants to win a race, and he wants to do it today. Ross Chastain here running for Junior Motorsports will line up third. Of course, Jesse Love for Richard Childress Racing is at the front of the field. Connor Zilich is fourth. He's looking to win his fourth win in a row in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. He's trying to make a little history there. Brandon Jones, who is fifth on the two-tire strategy after that pit stop. Well, Brandon Jones is another one of those drivers that's looking to make something happen here to get back to victory lane here in 2025.
Jesse Love won the season opener in Daytona back in February. He'll restart on the outside. Sam Mayer looking for his first win. Came up short last weekend at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He finds himself in position to win. Connor Zilich, as Alex said, going for fourth in a row. Ross Chastain trying to take Junior Motorsports back to victory lane. William Sawalich has had a very challenging year. He's restarting. He's going for win one. That's quite an interesting mix of drivers with differing agendas and accomplishments coming into this final stretch.
We'll find out how this next restart plays out as the Chevrolet Corvette pace car will make its way to the pit lane. They'll have to wait till they get back to the restart zone. Jesse Love now, the control car, gets on the gas fairly quickly in the restart zone. However, will not be able to get away from Sam Mayer. Ross Chastain is there. Connor Zilich there. All together, they go into turn number two.
Here's Chastain, looks to the outside. Zilich is going to go down low. Thought about maybe a three-wide move. Now shuffles out double wide as Jesse Love has the race lead. Headed to turn four.
Sam Mayer has the second spot. Side by side for third. Connor Zilich to the inside. Ross Chastain to the outside. Chastain will get the better of him. He'll claim third. Zilich back to fourth. Brandon Jones rounds out the top five as everybody behind them continues to wrestle for real estate.
Including Carson Kwapel in sixth, Harrison Burton in seventh, and Carson Hocevar, who finally finds
trouble. Turn number two. Matt DiBenedetto up and into the outside wall. He's got heavy contact on the front of the race car. He's going to try to get it down to the bottom of the speedway. We stay under the green flag. Jesse Love above the leader. Sam Mayer second. Side by side, they race into turn two for third.
With Sam Mayer now starting to move from the second position, and here he comes with a strong move off turn two. Sam Mayer goes blasting by for the lead.
And Brandon Jones will spin off turn number two. Connor Zillage goes to third in a wild set of events now at lap 222. That will put us under the eighth caution flag of this one this afternoon.
Brandon Jones for the spin. Got high in turn number two. It all started this entire sequence. Matt DiBenedetto got bottled up going off into turns one and two. The nose of that car got really crunched in. He's creeping his way back down the pit lane. We stayed under green. And from after that, it looked like cars were sliding all over the place.
I think that's DiBenedetto was oiling down the racetrack. And you know, the 20 car of Brandon Jones just got into that, spun out in it. That's actually what happened there. A lot of damage to the front of that 99 car for Matt DiBenedetto.
So Sam Mayer had gotten away with the lead. Jesse Love had fallen to second. Connor Zillage, Carson Quapel, Harrison Burton, the top five. And, you know, we saw the Matt DiBenedetto contact. That started when he basically ran into the back of someone, saw some damage on the nose of his car, and then a lot of smoke began to billow from that machine as everybody just got all twisted up and tangled up coming out of turn number two with 26 laps to go.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Now this is how you end a summer. Under the lights, surrounded by history. The driver's last shot at the playoffs. Your last chance to see regular season action. Friday night, Xfinity lights the fuse. Saturday night, the Cup Series delivers the fireworks. This is Daytona. This is everything. NASCAR Weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
25 laps to go here in Iowa. Sam Mayer, the new leader. Jesse Love, Connor Zillage, Carson Quapel, Harrison Burton, the top five. Ross Chastain is able to regroup. He right now is sixth. Carson Hocevar in seventh. Christian Eckes in eighth. William Sawalich in ninth. And Sheldon Creed round out the top 10. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Gear up. Visit the NASCAR shop online to find all of your favorite officially licensed NASCAR product. The NASCAR shop is the official online store of NASCAR and your destination for all of your favorite hats, t-shirts, diecast, and more. Whether tailgating, home gating, or anything in between, visit NASCAR.com/shop for the widest assortment and best selection of NASCAR gear today.
NASCAR history.
Petty wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
This is Sam Mayer, and you're listening to the NASCAR Xfinity Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Back at Iowa Speedway, working caution flag number 8 of the Hy-Vee Perks 250, coming out when Brandon Jones went for a spin after Matt DiBenedetto blew up or had something come out of that race car to put some fluid down onto the racing surface. Speedy Dry is being applied to the surface. Right now, they'll get that worked in and get that mopped up and sopped up and get ready to go back under the green flag to get to the end of this one, throw a checkered flag, and decide who will win this race this afternoon in Iowa.
Don't forget NASCAR Cup Series racing from Iowa Speedway tomorrow in the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol. NASCAR Live Race Day here on the Motor Racing Network Live, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. Winning his sixth pole position of the season, Chase Briscoe will lead the field to the green flag.
Of course, once we get buttoned up here, we're off to Watkins Glen International next weekend. We've got four races coming your way over over 3 days. Our coverage will kick off from the Glen with the General Tire 100. That's next Friday. Motor Racing Network will be on the air at 2 Eastern Time on Friday. And then the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will make its return to the Glen. Be sure to tune in for coverage of that on the NASCAR Racing Network at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday, doubleheader coverage. Cup qualifying and practice will begin at noon, followed by the NASCAR Xfinity Series Mission 200 at the Glen at 2:30. And then 1 week from tomorrow, the Go Bowling at the Glen for the NASCAR Cup Cars. Motor Racing Network will be on the air at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Other stops in the month of August for us will take us to Richmond Raceway with the Whelen Modified Tour, the Tough Trucks of NASCAR, and the Cup Series the week after that, followed by a trip to Daytona International Speedway with the Xfinity Series and the Cup Cars. And we'll close out the month of August, which will be Labor Day weekend at Portland Raceway for the ARCA Menards Series West and the NASCAR Xfinity Series, while the Trucks and the NASCAR Cup Series race at the legendary Darlington Raceway for the Cookout Southern 500 race weekend.
It's going to be a busy, busy month of NASCAR racing as we all prepare for the playoffs to get ready to go. If you're already playoff eligible, you're at the point of the season now where you're just trying to clean everything up. Make sure you're set and go for a championship run. If you're not in, you're doing all you can to either maintain your points or try to get to victory lane to become playoff eligible.
Todd, you have been in these playoff pushes before. What's it like the last month of the regular season trying to make sure that you're on that playoff footing, to try to win that championship? What's the stress level like for some of these teams and these crew chiefs right now in this stretch run?
It's different depending on where your position is. If you're guaranteed through, then you're trying to use this opportunity to clean up execution things, to work on your product and what you can do calling a race. If you're not in and you're in a points position, it's stressful. You've got to put yourself, as you look at this right now, I think Harrison Burton has made enough points. Where he is running now, he would be the last guy, and he's jumped his way forward to it. He's plus 18 to his cousin. But you don't know. William Sawalich walks away with a win here. Now you're below the cut line. So these guys that don't have wins, they're still trying to get themselves to the point where they can get themselves guaranteed through.
You know, you talk about that playoff cutoff line here in the Xfinity Series. We take 12 into the playoffs here. Coming into this race, Jeb Burton was plus 10. Harrison was minus 10. But, Alex, through the events of the day, they basically flip-flopped their position on the playoff leaderboard.
And if you're Jeb, lost an extra 8 points. And if you're Harrison, you gained. Because, to Todd's point, Harrison Burton, now the last car in, 18 points to the good. Jeb has just struggled all day today. He's back in the 28th position, still a lap down, not even close to being the first car in position to get a free pass should we get another caution flag. So, yeah, he's 18 below the cut line. Ryan Sieg has just floundered today. He had a good run early but got swept up in a lap two spin with Austin Dillon. And he's now found himself 23 points outside the cut line. So the time getting shorter for these teams if you're not a playoff contender just yet. But you still do have some hope.
After today, it'll be four races to go in the regular season. Watkins Glen coming up, Daytona, Portland, and Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. That'll be the regular season finale. The playoffs for the Xfinity Series will start on Friday night, September the 12th, with their playoff races happening at Kansas, the Roval at Charlotte, Las Vegas, Talladega, Martinsville, and of course we'll crown the 2025 NASCAR Xfinity Series Cup, Xfinity Series champion, that is, on Saturday, November the 1st. A lot of track cleanup going on. Kurt Becker, what is the status of matters in Turn 2 right now?
Well, right now there still is one safety truck, two safety trucks, three of them still continuing to clean up debris. They've got the jet blowers over there blowing debris out of the outside groove and off the middle lane. And then there are two more safety vehicles working their way off the end of the backstretch right now, one of them being a sweeper truck, the other just a general safety vehicle, as we continue to work under the caution.
We do, as that cleanup continues to take place. I think we're seeing another scenario. If you think back a little earlier in the race, some cars were on older Goodyear tires. We had a caution flag. Everybody stayed on the track. And some teams' handling completely went away after the heat cycle. We're now having another long caution flag for this cleanup. Todd, is there a concern that the tires are going to go through a heat cycle and potentially cause the same handling problems?
Well, they could be. I mean, as you look at it, I feel like Jesse Love wasn't as good after we had a cycle. He was really good on the restart. Obviously, Sam Mayer's had a lot of pace. but Jesse Love should be up there near the front, see how it fires off for him.
For our newer listeners, what does it mean when a set of tires goes through a heat cycle?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the rubber actually on these race tires, if you look at it through the corners, that surface of that tire, it approaches 300 degrees. And if you think about rubber as rubber, if you take a torch to rubber, it vulcanizes and hardens. Well, it goes through a cycle. As it gets hotter, it starts to harden and changes chemistry a little bit. And if you use a tire more, you probably run a little hotter. So it may end up changing how much that takes. Then it cools back down. It's a little different grip profile the second time the tire falls off.
Well explained. And what these tires do and what these teams have to deal with when you have these heat cycles and don't come down the pit lane to put tires on. Let's face it, nobody was going to come to pit road with only 19 laps to go. There was no way you were going to be able to drive back to the front of the field to try to win this race.
Right now, the field is getting the one-to-go signal. Sam Mayer will restart outside. Jesse Love inside. You got Zilich and Quapel that will restart to the outside. Then everybody begins to flare out from there on back. When they come back to the line and get the green flag, it'll be 17 laps remaining. Sam Mayer's the leader. Jesse Love is second. Connor Zilich is third. Carson Quapel fourth. Harrison Burton fifth. Ross Chastain will restart in sixth, with Carson Hocevar in seventh, Christian Eckes eighth, William Swalich ninth, and Sheldon Creed in tenth.
Sam Mayer trying to get back to victory lane in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. It's been since October of last year. His last win at this level came on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. He's trying to give Haas Factory Team a win here in 2025 as well.
So Sam Mayer right now is in control of things. Jesse Love behind him. Remember, Sam Mayer got around Jesse on the most recent restart. He will be the control car, and he will control this restart as they approach the restart zone. Again, 17 laps to go here in Iowa. We're trying to settle the Hy-Vee Perks 250.
Here they come up off turn number four, and they make their way into the restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air. Oh, what a restart for Sam Mayer on the outside lane. He's going to get away and clear the entire field by the time they get to turn number one.
Harrison Burton started to run three wide to the inside of Jesse Love. He backed away, and here he comes again. Harrison Burton stops on the gas at the end of the back straightaway, trying to wrestle away the second position.
Jesse Love took Connor Zilich at the racetrack. That allowed Harrison Burton to open up the inside lane. Love almost spins coming off turn number four. That gives Harrison Burton the good look. Meanwhile, behind them, three wide for position number four, Ross Chastain dive bombs his way into the corner.
Here he comes now. He will squeeze back up in the line, and the battle is on further ahead for the second position. Harrison Burton goes back to work again to the inside of Jesse Love.
Does not have the preferred lane, does Harrison Burton. Jesse Love keeps everything wound up topside. He's got the momentum there. He'll hang on to the position. Harrison Burton goes back and recoils to try to attack again.
Well, all of this is going on. Sam Mayer is just checking out on the field. The lead was five car lengths. Now it's seven as he comes back into turn number three with Jesse Love trying to hang on to second.
Right now the leaders come off the end of the back straightaway. A couple of drivers getting buffeted around towards the back end of the pack. Justin Allgaier, one of them. Jeb Burton, the other. Battle for second. Jesse Love, Harrison Burton, 1.1 seconds behind race-leading Sam Mayer.
Here's Harrison Burton, takes another try to the inside of the Jesse Love car. Love to driver's right. Here's Burton to the left. This time, Burton has to get back up in the line to try to stay toward the preferred lane through turn four.
Here's Sam Mayer. He's got a huge lead as they come up off of the corner. There will be 13 laps to go. The battle is for second. Further back, Taylor Gray gets muscled up the racetrack, breaks his momentum. He'll be freight trained to the inside as the battle for seconds on turn two.
Here comes Harrison Burton again. He's been trying to take that second spot away from Jesse Law over the course of the past several laps. This time, Burton down to the bottom side, drives deep into the corner.
Harrison Burton, Jesse Love side by side for position number two as Sam Mayer's lead is getting larger. Behind them, Ross Chastain running in fourth, and now a good side by side battle for fifth. Connor Zilich on the move to the inside of the racetrack.
Here he comes to the inside of the Carson Hocevar machine. They go door to door contesting the fifth position. Hocevar to the outside, but here comes Connor Zilich.
the bottom of the racetrack is Zilich. This is the ongoing tussle for position number five. Zilich slips a bit up off turn number four, leaves the outside lane still there for Carson Hocevar. Zilich, however, gets a good run into turn number one.
He does, and that'll be enough momentum to complete the pass. Let's see if Hocevar has an answer. He does not. He has to follow the tire tracks. Coming back to turn four.
Sam Mayer comes to the line. 10 laps to go in Iowa. He leads his 18th lap of the day, and his lead over Jesse Love is now 1.7 seconds off the end of the front straightaway.
So Jesse Love has managed to keep everybody else behind him, including Harrison Burton, who's been trying lap after lap to get by. Love's been successful in holding on to second, but he's losing ground to the race leader.
And that race leader, Sam Mayer, has got her in the wind when it matters the most. He's hoping this thing stays clean and green to the finish. 9 laps to go. Sam Mayer pulls the field back to turn two.
He's got nothing but open racetrack ahead of him as he exits the corner and sets sail onto the back straightaway. This time, nobody steps out of line back through the top five, almost all the way through the top 10.
Further back, here's Justin Bonsignor, Root and Gout. Make that William Sawalich. Root and gouging his way to the inside of Christian Eckes. That would be for the 10th position. Justin Bonsignor there looking on. Also, you throw in the car of Parker Retzloff. Solid four-man dance for position number 10, racing back to turn two.
Here they come back into the corner now. Justin Bonsignor and William Sawalich. They both go up to the high side of the racetrack. Christian Eckes is far straight ahead of them. And then Parker Retzloff, his machine is toward the back of that pack.
Further up, the battle for third is on. Here's Ross Chastain. He'll open up the inside on Harrison Burton. Ross Chastain to the inside, slides right up across the nose of Burton.
Ross Chastain so strong earlier here this afternoon and this evening, but it may be too little too late. He has third, but he's got about another 5 car lengths to track down Jesse Love for second.
And then there's 2.5 seconds to make up to get back to the race leader in Sam Mayer. Here's Mayer across the line. 6 laps to go with a lap car directly ahead.
Here he comes, racing back through corner number 2, and he'll have to take to the outside to get around the Tyler Tomasi machine. He does that. Sam Mayer does. Already he is racing his way back through turn 4.
Now he's got a clean racetrack in front of him. The full length of the front stretch, as a matter of fact, for Sam Mayer. 5 laps to go in the Hy-Vee Perks 250. Mayer the race leader. Jesse Love free and clear in second. Third right now is Ross Chastain. Harrison Burton getting pressure from behind.
That is from Connor Zilich. Burton has fourth. Connor Zilich racing in fifth. Then there's a gap of about 7 to 8 more car lengths back to Carson Hocevar just outside the top 5.
Having a tip of the cap to Ryan Sieg, involved in contact earlier today. He has rebounded to race inside of the top 10. Right now, Ryan Sieg is posted in the 7th position, but he has more than what he can say grace over right now. Sheldon Creed has turned up the wick on his back bumper.
Sheldon Creed is there to the inside, coming off turn number 2. Ryan Sieg still has the spot. Sheldon Creed, though, he stays on the gas, works in turn number 3, and he starts to move by for the position.
He'll take that spot away from the car of Ryan Sieg. 3 laps to go now. Race leader Sam Mayer still has clean racetrack. Jesse Love, however, beginning to track him down just a touch.
Here's Sam Mayer, the advantage. I've covered about 8 car lengths, but Jesse Love charging hard back to turn number 4.
Jesse Love taking that Whelen Chevrolet to the bottom of turn number 3, and he's giving her all she's got. They come to the line. It's 2 laps to go. The separation from first to second, 1.2 seconds.
Sam Mayer is already back to turn number 2. He's got the car of Brandon Jones straight ahead on the back straightaway, about half the distance of the back stretch or so, before the race leader will come to that car. Here comes Sam Mayer back through turn 4.
Right in the middle of the racetrack, Sam Mayer brings his Ford Mustang up off of turn number 4. White flag is in the air. One more trip around Iowa Speedway for Sam Mayer, looking to get back to victory lane trouble. Turn number 2, one car goes around. We stay. No, the caution flag is out. Caution is out, and Sam Mayer already took the white flag.
Sam Mayer out of turn number 4 will see the yellow flag and the caution flag. And for the first time in 2025, Sam Mayer is a winner in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the Haas Factory team has gone to victory lane for the first time in Xfinity Series competition as well. Sam Mayer comes across the line. He'll win. Jesse Love in second. Ross Chastain, Connor Zilich, and Harrison Burton round out the top 5. live. Let's go to pit road.
Jason Trinchieri, the crew chief down here for Sam Mayer. For Jason, it's a sixth career win, but it's been since 2001. How about that, Jason? You picked up the win here today with your driver, Sam Mayer. Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, finally, we've been so close all year, and I know Sam loves this place, and we had a pretty good car. I mean, you know, the 98 finished second last year to Sam, so it felt like we had a good notebook coming back, and we had speed all day, so it was good.
Speed all day and a trip to victory lane, and this is the first trip to victory lane for this iteration of the Haas factory team. Jason Trinchieri, the crew chief, Sam Mayer, the driver.
It was Garrett Smithley who spun all by himself up off of turn number two in front of oncoming traffic, and that put the caution flag out, but after, well after, Sam Mayer had already taken the white flag, Sam Mayer is headed to victory lane.
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally... as he... around the pack, managing to... across the finish line to claim me... in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And the whole pack steaming for the finish line. Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Back here at Iowa Speedway, it's all over. Sam Mayer gets the win, and for Ford in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, their 292nd win. Last win came in November of last year at Phoenix Raceway.
Sam Mayer has done donuts. He has climbed a top of his car, done a little dance. He has opened up his driver's suit to show his custom logo, the SM for Sam Mayer. And we'll get his thoughts in a moment with Jason Toy. Right now, let's catch up with some of the other top finishers with C-Post.
Jesse Love, we talked at the beginning of the broadcast about his consistency, his strength. Second place run for you here, Jesse. Just kind of describe your emotions, and is this a good second place or a not so good second place?
I don't know. I'm numb at this point.
There we go. I think that kind of sums it up for Jesse Love. Numb is the word he uses. Let's catch up with Ross Chastain down here. He's having, actually, there's a little conversation down here. We saw a little bit of a dust-up earlier on, Connor Zilich and Ross Chastain, teammates for Junior Motorsports, and yeah, it's not an aggressive conversation, but it is a conversation nonetheless as the two of them talk over what happened out on the racetrack. We'll catch up with Ross. Ross, the visit you just had with Connor, just describe that first off, and then let's put it into context of your whole run today.
Yeah, Postman, a strong effort by JRM and all the cars. Obviously, we all got together there, so he was apologizing. No problems here. It's good. We just got too loose on that last set of tires, and I didn't execute, and we lost.
Unfortunately lost for Ross Chastain. Didn't execute and lost. We'll see enough we can catch up. Connor Zilich down here with Marty Lindley. And Connor, just how do you put your arms around it? How do you put your mind around that afternoon here at Iowa Speedway?
Yeah, it was a long race, it felt like. After the loose wheel in stage one, felt like we had a dominant car out front and clean air. And as soon as I got stuck in dirty air, it really turned around. So it was tough. You know, we fought all day long. This KOA Chevrolet was really fast. It just, yeah, we didn't quite have the track position, and we couldn't get the restarts at the end to go our way.
There's Connor Zilich with a fourth place run here today. As we've got some frustrated drivers down here in 2 through 5 land.
Yeah, we do. Now, let's go down to Victory Lane presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever. Jason Toy.
Well, he just made a dead sprint up to the fence line. He's got the checkered flag, the Sunoco checkered flag. He's waving it to the crowd. He's already been bombarded by his team, and now he's getting ready to celebrate here in Victory Lane. Congratulations. You get the victory. Take us through what took on that final restart.
Yeah, well, I'm an idiot for doing an interview right after I just ran. Oh, boy. But these guys are so good. We've been digging all year for this, and to finally get a win feels really good. These guys are awesome. Tyler on the roof, Jason on the box, everyone in the shop. Everyone at Audubon, this one's for y'all. This one's so special. Bringing cars as fast as Xfinity Mobile every week, it was bound to happen.
One thing about it, you had a consistent car that was fast. You stayed up on the top five most of the afternoon, but coming down that final stretch, on that restart, with his way every, you looked in the rearview mirror and saw everybody going three wide. How nice was that to see?
Dude, we made it happen there at the end. Restarts was the name of the game today. I think we were back at 17th at one point because I decided to completely miss my pit box, but the car was so good it didn't even matter. We drove right up through there, no problem. Feels great.
All right, one last thing. The first win for the new Haas Factory team. How special is it for you knowing that you're going to be the one that they hang that banner with the name on it?
Oh, man, that's what we're called here to do. We're here to hang banners, and getting to do it at Iowa in front of all these awesome fans with this awesome team, it's so good. I'm so blessed. All thanks to the Lord above.
You look good in the playoffs before. Now you're firmly locked in. Congratulations.
Heck yeah, thank you.
There you go. Sam Mayer, Victory Lane here at Iowa, back-to-back.
Solid drive for Sam Mayer as we check back in with Steve Post on the pit lane. Steve?
Yeah, Harrison Burton down here holding court, talking to some reporters. We'll catch a word with Harrison here. Harrison, your second top five of the season. Pretty good time to do it as well. Just first off, let's talk about the race. How'd you get that top five finish?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were a seventh, eighth place car all day. In the end, there was just a lot of good execution on my spotter Kevin Hamlin's part, on my part, on pit road. And kind of our strategy. Our car fired off really well, and I could be aggressive early, and then I had to defend really hard late. Couldn't keep the 88 or the 9 behind me. They rotated just a little bit too good. But, proud of our race team. This means a lot, right? Coming in, backs against the wall, behind on the cut line, and finally getting on the good side of the cut line. And, we just need to capitalize on it, keep the momentum going. These next few races are going to be very challenging. This was kind of a back to a normal race, and it was nice to go to kind of like a normal package, normal short track deal, and see where we stand. And we're obviously very strong, so really proud of our boys and girls at the shop.
17 good on the cut line, going to Watkins Glen Road Course. How do you then start to think about what you guys need to do up there to maintain the spot?
Call Connor Zilich and ask how he does it, I guess. I don't know. I feel like Watkins Glen is probably one of my best road courses, at least the ones that are still here. I was good at Indy Road Course, but it's one of my best road courses. And last year in the Cup playoffs, I felt like I had a good chance at getting a good finish and blew a tire. So just going to try and build off that momentum and try and get a good day tomorrow or next week.
Momentum, that's the key word, and that is the phrase for Harrison Burton, finished in the fifth spot here this afternoon.
So here's how they finished the Hy-Vee Perks 250. Sam Mayer wins, Jesse Love second, Ross Chastain was third, Connor Zilich fourth, Harrison Burton was fifth, Carson Hocevar was sixth, Sheldon Creed in seventh, Ryan Sieg eighth, Carson Quapel ninth, and Christian Eckes in 10th.
William Sawalich was 11th, Justin Bonsignor was 12th, and Parker Retzlaff 13th. Austin Dillon finished 14th, Sammy Smith was 15th, Justin Allgaier 16th, Taylor Gray 17th, Kyle Sieg was 18th, Nick Sanchez 19th, and Brennan Poole 20th.
Josh Balicki finished in 21st, Jeremy Clements was 22nd, Brandon Jones was 23rd, Corey Day, 24th, and Ryan Ellis, 25th. Finishing in 26th was Anthony Alfredo. Joey Gase was 27th. Blaine Perkins, 28th. Jeb Burton, 29th. And Patrick Emerling in 30th.
31st was Dean Thompson. 32nd was Thomas Annunziata. 33rd was Garrett Smithley. 34th, Tyler Tomasi. 35th, Matt DiBenedetto. Daniel Dye was 36th. Mason Massey, 37th. And Dawson Cram, 38th. Todd Gordon, final thoughts on what we saw in the NASCAR Xfinity Series race today.
Love what this racetrack has put on, how challenging it is. You've seen guys get loose, the groove being in the second groove, the opportunity underneath. I think we're going to see great racing out of this place tomorrow if today was anything of a prerequisite.
NASCAR Cup Series Iowa Corn 350 tomorrow on the Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Live Race Day, live 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Big thanks to Craig Moore, our broadcast engineer, along with Steve Fridley. He was also here on site as the engineer. Our production assistant is Ron Mander. Julian Council is our producer for the weekend. Calling the action out in the corners is Kurt Becker. On the pit lane, Steve Post and Jason Toy. On behalf of Todd Gordon, my broadcast partner, Mike Bagley, my name is Alex Hayden. Collectively, we with the Motor Racing Network congratulate Sam Mayer. He's won the Hy-Vee Perks 250 at Iowa Speedway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Hy-Vee Perks 250 has come to you from Iowa Speedway. Brought to you by Hy-Vee, today's race sponsor. Hy-Vee and its companies like Redbox RX make lives easier, healthier, and happier. By Goodyear, quality from the track to the street. Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. By Straight Talk Wireless, real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Iowa Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Julian Council. Associate producer, Pat Jaggers. Broadcast engineer, Steve Fridley. Studio engineer, Andy Pachenik. Audio engineer, Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network. There's not much time left today.
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com. Is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Some He has a little tint of Reba McEntire in that song, and maybe that's why I love it as much as I do. I've always been a Reba fan. That is the latest from Lainey Wilson called Somewhere Over Laredo. Hang out for Garth Thomas, Rhett Lone Star. We'll throw in Keith Anderson as we pick Wildflowers. And how about Brother Jukebox? Old Mark Chestnut joining the party. Hang on.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. And are you still paying full price for gas? Well, stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use the limited time promo code WEEKEND and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use the promo code WEEKEND to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code WEEKEND. Look, at first, I thought it was too good to be true, but it's totally legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now using promo code WEEKEND. That's promo code WEEKEND for a limited time 25 cent per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south.
station and have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out. That'll get me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with you, making that 10 in the broad daylight. And every night is a Saturday night. And everything's right with the summer coming. I'm the first one standing in line. For my day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine. I'm taking off my hat, leave it to the boys. Get that old working monkey down off my back. The cruise control, get me back on track. Let my old Ford treat me like a Cadillac. Nothing on earth that'll get me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with a rig in that tent in the broad daylight. Every night is a Saturday night and everything's right with the summer coming. I'm the first one standing in line. For my day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine.
Cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I can honestly understand why it's over. I can go through the motions of walking away. I can give you the key and take my things back. I can find plenty of things to fill my days. Just like breathing, the melody that you hear and you can't forget. Time goes by and I still need you. Yeah, you're worth the heartbreak and the regret.
Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies. But I like my music hot, I like my women wild. Too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. You should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. Cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like the sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like the brassy, I like them brazen. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and a too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found real country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock.